Right now, it's a real pleasure to welcome three people here, and sometimes tell just by seeing people. You see happy faces, and, you know, it's a stressful morning depending on what you're up to this morning. But these guys are all set to go. Let me introduce you to our featured big brother, big sister of Greater Pittsburgh pair for today. And I always feel funny when I say big brother, big sister, when it's clear that we're dealing with the boys today. And we've got Jermaine Johnson and Xavier today. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to start with you, Jermaine. Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I'm from the Mon Valley, born up in Braddock, and currently live in Swissvale. I currently work as an engineer for basically a company that we do chemical products, essentially, that detects chemical agents, essentially.
Oh, very good. I might know what company. You can mention it if you'd like, but you don't necessarily need to. We'll talk about that off the air, but it's nice to meet you. Where did you go to school?
I went to school at the University of Pittsburgh. I am Pittsburgh Products, so I'm actually an alumni of Woodland Hills High School.
Interesting, as am I. Oh. Although it was Churchill Area High School
when I went
there. But and I was going to say I grew up not too far from Braddock, right on the edge of Churchill and Wilkins Township.
Very familiar, yes.
Xavier, how old are you?
13.
And where does your family live?
We live in West Mifflin.
Okay, so you've got a Mon Valley connection between the two of you, not too far. And would you like to say hello to any family members or acknowledge anybody who might be tuned in or listening later online?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my friend Connor and my mom and my stepdad and everybody else is listening that I know.
Terrific. So you, I'm guessing, are in eighth grade now?
No, I'm on
sixth. Okay, so I did my math wrong. I'm sorry. I've got my grade math in my head, and I totally messed up there. But what are you doing in school now that you especially like? Are you into something probably pre-algebra maybe in math, or what are you up to in math?
In math, we're doing, like, fractions and all that, fractions to decimals. We're doing, like, place values and all that
cool
stuff.
Cool. I'm always curious about that kind of stuff. What about in social studies or history?
Social studies, we're learning about all the different states in Europe and Russia and all that.
Excellent.
Like France, Italy.
What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play football.
Cool. Are you on a team? Or do you have a pickup team you like to play with?
Next year, I'm playing with the West Mifflin Middle School Titans.
Excellent. And do you prefer defense, offense?
I play offense and defense tackle.
Excellent. That's something I was never very good at. So how long have you guys been together, Xavier?
About like 5 or 4 months, I don't know.
Wow, you're kidding. It seems like you guys have been together longer than that. Just being with one another. Let me turn to you, Jermaine. What got you interested in doing this?
I was working one of my volunteer jobs. I was the programs director for the National Society of Black Engineers, and I was trying to get them active in community service events, essentially. And I was just like, well, as I try to get other people involved, maybe I need to take a bigger, you know, step personally. And it was something I always had in the back of my mind, but I didn't realize how, you know, easy the process was and how the time commitment's really just 2 times a month, so...
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably think it's, it is a commitment, but
yes,
I think
absolutely.
A lot of people probably think it's a commitment that is so difficult.
Absolutely.
That is so difficult to fulfill, and it's really not as difficult as some people think, is it?
No. If you can pick 2 days to watch college football on the weekends, you can, you know, it's... It's really not that bad.
I was going to ask you about that because what do you do when you hang out together? Is there anything in particular you like doing with Jermaine? Does anybody call you X, by the way?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yes.
I almost called you X, and I didn't want to do that without asking. I know a lot of Xaviers that like X as a name, but what do you guys like to do together?
Well, personally, I like to go outside, hang out, and play football, baseball, and anything outside.
Do you guys end up, do you toss a football around ever with each other?
Yeah.
And have you guys had any special outings or any places you've gone that have been really cool?
We went to the Steeler game.
Wow.
We went to a Pirate game, and I think we went ice skating like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible to do that. Did you go down outside at PPG for ice skating, or?
We were at Schindley.
Oh, nice. That sounds very good. Mm-hmm. Now, have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older at all, X?
Really, I wanted to be a football player, but if that doesn't work out, I wanted to make my own cable company.
Well, you know, one of the largest cable companies in the world was started in northwestern Pennsylvania. Cable was big here because of our hills and mountains. What would your cable company be like that would distinguish it from other cable companies?
Because I'd like make it more fair to others, because like some cable companies like don't make it fair.
How so?
Because when my mom got her cable from Dish, they didn't tell her about the better boxes and stuff that you could get, and I was gonna like make different packages that you could get instead of like you have to have a phone to get internet and all that.
So she didn't have all the information to get the best deal.
Yeah, they didn't give her all the information.
So your cable company would help make sure people make informed choices.
Yes.
That's a really nice, you must care a lot about people. That's a really nice objective. You know, you could also be like a consumer advocate that could just help people, because there's examples of that everywhere between finance charges and fees and all sorts of things like that where people are getting taken advantage of, and they need people like you who are smart enough to understand that that isn't right and who care enough to fix it. That's really a great thing. See, I thought you were going to say it would be all football all the time, or, you know, but you're looking at the equity of it, which is great. How do you think you came by that sense of empathy that you have caring for other people?
I don't really know. Because my mom was really mad about how she didn't get all of her information, so I just thought about it after that, and then it made me think that I should make my own cable company.
Well, that's terrific. So, Jermaine, it's been 4 or 5 months, and this is your first match?
Yes,
first time you've done it?
Absolutely.
So let's do, you're an engineer, so I can say let's do the delta here, before, after. How's your life changed?
I tell you, I really can't see not doing it now. You know, it took me a while to actually make that transition to doing Big Brothers Big Sisters, but the fact is it's not an additional commitment. We do those things that we both like to do. So it's just, I mean, I honestly think sometimes I enjoy it a little bit more than X, actually, some of the stuff we do, we get together. But it's really a great time, and I look forward to every time we get together because we do something fun, whether it's as simple as playing catch, or we started making a comic book because X really likes comic books. So.
Wow. What's your comic book about?
It's about this superhero named
X?
I think it was like Claire Borson or something. He has his own superhero family. We didn't get a chance to name them all, but
That's very cool.
So that's an ongoing thing. He really likes comic books, so we're just going to continue to try to build off of that as we go forward.
Are you doing those on a computer, or are you freehand?
Freehand.
Nice. Very good. Let me turn to Cheryl Gent, who's here too. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Larry.
It's nice to see you, and Merry Christmas. And these guys are a great match, and it's amazing the pairs of folks you bring here that we get a chance to see. And what are the needs currently of Big Brothers Big Sisters? Are there a particular category of person you're looking for?
Well, we're always looking for big brothers. That's the ongoing need that every mentoring organization in the area needs, and we are no different. So we're always looking for big brothers. We are also always, you know, looking for kids. This year we've actually served the most children we've ever served in 1 year, which will be 1,200 children this year.
Wow.
So we're hoping to 2013 we can serve more. So in order to do that, we need more volunteers and more children. So.
And you can simply go to bbbspittsburgh.org.
Either one.
Oh, either one works. Okay. I was going to say, no wonder I had doubts for a minute. bbbspgh.org. I'm just doing that by memory because we've done this for so long.
Yes, yeah.
bbbspgh.org to learn more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters. It's hard to articulate this maybe, but what's the biggest change been since Jermaine came into your life? How has he helped you?
After like school and stuff, I really haven't like had anything to do. Like sometimes I go outside and stuff, all my friends are busy, and I call him and then he'll like say, I'll come on over and hang out with you, and really filled in my time.
That's fantastic. Just even if you're just talking, right? To have a friend or a brother that can help you, just a short phone call has got to mean the world to compare notes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And also, he offered to like tutor me also because I've been having trouble in math.
Nice.
And he offered that. So anytime I need help, I just call him. He said he'll drop everything and come help me.
I'm still holding out hope that we can make Xavier the next great engineer. So that's, you know, I'm still trying to push that. But yeah.
I'll help you. I'll help you with that if you want. But we'll, if you want to be in it. If the football career doesn't work out.
Absolutely.
Well, here's a radio patch. That's a little souvenir for you. And I think you'd enjoy going through the museum. There's a pass to go through there today. And there's something called Make Shop, which is when you went into the lobby, if you go straight back, which is a place, depending on what's going on up there today, where you can solder stuff and build electronic items. They have more industrial-type equipment there. There's an industrial sewing machine and other things. There's lots of other cool stuff, too, but that's a neat area. And a water play up on the third floor is like a big swimming pool, kind of. And you can make different nozzles and fountains, and you can also make boats. Have you been here before, Xavier?
Yeah.
So you remember some of these things.
Yeah, they have that at the Science Center, too.
Cool. Well, I hope you have a good visit. And anything else either of you want to say? I'll turn to Cheryl again in a minute. But
I'll just say that, like I said, it was one of the commitments that it took me a while to get in, but after doing it, I recommend to all my friends and anyone else listening that Big Brothers and Big Sisters is something that really has, gave me a sense of fulfillment. Like, I just enjoy when he calls me or when I call him to just go out and just do regular stuff. It's not like we, plan crazy activities. We do some stuff like that, but one, he called me one day and was like, hey, I really don't like science. So I went over and we designed a little putty experiment, and we just played with him, his parents, and we just had a good time. So it's the little stuff that you can do, not the big activity where you go to the Science Center or the library, just hanging out maybe. And we went to the library and just got a couple books one day.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big dramatic thing. Anything else you wanted to say, Xavier?
No.
Thanks. Cheryl, thanks for another great match.
They are, as you said, you were surprised they've only been matched for 4 months, because when they look like they fit, and they're always smiling, and they do some really great things. And I just want to thank you for all the opportunities that you had given us to share these little stories that make up all the hundreds of matches that we have, and it's very helpful for us.
It's such a pleasure. And coming up, a special anniversary year for Big Brothers,
we're getting
Big
there.
Sisters.
Yeah, we're working on 50. So.
Which is amazing, the 50th anniversary. It's our 35th next year, so we're 85 altogether. Thank you all for being here. Hang around a minute, and we'll chat a little bit more while I just quickly let folks know that coming up, Rosa Colucci is here along with Steve Fisher and Jay Hitt and Maya Hitt. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.